Title: Tail Trimming for Cleaner Brake Loops Beginner. Alright, let's get your brake loops sounding tight, punchy, and actually mix ready. Because in drum and bass, brake loops live or die on tightness. You can have the most iconic Amen style loop in the world, but if the tails are spilling everywhere, the kicks blur into the next hit, the snare loses definition, the hats turn into a continuous hiss, and suddenly your sub and Reese have nowhere to live. So today is all about tail trimming, not in a sterile, chop everything to death way. More like, we're going to control the mess, keep the vibe, and make two usable versions of the same break. A clean tight one for the drop, and a dirtier one for intros and movement. Let's do it. First, quick overview of what we're using in Ableton Live. We'll cover manual trimming using slices in a drum rack, little fades to stop clicks, a gate for consistent cleanup, then a bit of transient shaping to bring punch back. And finally, we'll resample, so you're not stuck managing a million slices later. Step 0. Set yourself up so editing is easy. Set your project tempo to something DNB friendly, like 174 BPM. You can go 170 to 174, but 174 is a great starting point. Now drag a break sample onto an audio track. Could be Amen, Think, Funky Drummer, or any modern break loop. Click the clip, and in clip view, make sure warp is turned on. Set the warp mode to beats. Preserve should be set to transients. Then turn loop on, and set the loop length to 1 bar. If your break is naturally 2 bars, that's fine, but start with 1 bar if you want faster results. Why beats mode? Because we're working with percussive audio. Beats mode keeps the transient timing solid, and it's friendly for this kind of tight editing. Now step 1, and this is important. Align the break before you trim anything. If you trim a loop that's slightly miswarped, you're basically polishing a crooked table. Everything you do after that becomes random. So in clip view, find the first real downbeat transient, usually the first kick. Right-click it and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then check the backbeat snares. In typical DNB, you're listening for snares to land on 1.2 and 1.4. Make sure those are sitting correctly on the grid. If the groove drifts by the end of the bar, add a warp marker near the end and gently align it. Don't go crazy adding markers everywhere. The goal is, it plays in time, it loops clean, and it still feels like itself. Once it's aligned, now we trim. Step 2 is the most producer method. Slice the break, then trim tails per slice. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing options, choose the built-in slicing preset, Slice by Transient. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and each pad is basically a region of the break. This is perfect, because now you can shape the tail of each hit like it's a drum one shot, without destructively editing the original sample. Click a pad in the drum rack, and look at simpler. Make sure you're in classic mode. Now you'll see start and end markers. The end marker is your tail control. Drag the end marker left to shorten the tail. And here's the mindset shift that makes this musical instead of robotic. Trim to the grid roll, not to as short as possible. A 16th note hat usually needs to be short, because its job is to define the subdivision. If it rings out too long, your roll turns into mush. A backbeat snare can often last longer without feeling messy, because it carries groove and body. So as starting points, for kicks, keep the tail tight but not choked, often somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the break. For snares, let a little ring live, maybe 80 to 180 milliseconds. You want impact and character, just controlled. For hats, keep them short for clarity, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. And while you're doing this, listen in a loop. Don't edit visually and assume it works. Close your eyes for a second and ask, do I hear punch, then space? Or do I hear punch, then wash that steps on the next hit? Now, super important, fades. Step 3, prevent clicks. Tiny fades are non-negotiable. Clicks happen when you cut audio at a non-zero crossing. And with drum editing, you will do that constantly. So in simpler, use a short fade out, just enough to remove clicks. And be careful with the front edge too. If you add too much fade in, you can soften the transient and make the drum feel late. Rule of thumb, 1 to 5 milliseconds for fades on drums. That's it. Micro fades. You're not trying to smooth the drum, you're trying to avoid digital pops. Now, a coach trick while you edit. Do a masking check. Don't just loop the break solo. Put a bass under it. Even a simple sine sub following the root note is fine. If trimming suddenly makes the low end feel clearer, you're not just making it sound nicer in solo, you're making a mix decision. And another workflow tip, chase consistency first, then add a variation back. First pass, make the break behave. Control random ringouts and messy overlaps. Second pass. Deliberately let one or two hits per bar breathe a little longer. Maybe a hat on the offbeat or the snare at the end of the bar. That keeps it human. Now step 4. Consistent tail control with the gate. Sometimes the break has room tone and cymbal wash that's hard to control slice by slice, or you want a quicker approach. That's where Ableton's gate is a classic D&B cleanup tool. If you're working with the original audio track, put gate on that track. If you're working with the drum rack slices, you can also put gate on the drum rack output, or on a group channel for the whole break. Here are solid starter settings. Threshold around minus 25 dB, then adjust by ear. You want the main hits to open the gate, but the noise floor to close. Return can be minus infinity for a hard gate, or around minus 20 dB for a gentler close. Attack, fast, about 0.3 to 1 millisecond, so you don't blunt the transient. Hold, 10 to 25 milliseconds to prevent chattering. Release, somewhere like 40 to 120 milliseconds, which is basically your tail length knob. Then turn on the sidechain filter inside the gate. This is underrated. High pass around 120 Hz, so low rumble doesn't open the gate accidentally. Optionally low pass around 10 Khz if you want the gate to ignore hiss and focus on the meat of the hit. Now a slash be it. Bypass the gate and listen to the wash. Read enable and listen to the space open up. If it starts pumping weirdly or the hats chatter, don't immediately change threshold. First increase hold a bit, then smooth the release. And if the gate is killing quiet ghost notes, here's a more musical fix. Lower the threshold, so ghost hits still trigger it, and make the gate less extreme by raising return so it doesn't slam fully shut. That preserves funk while still cleaning the gaps. Next, if all this trimming and gating major break feel a little too polite, we add punchback. Step 5. Restore snap with drum bus and maybe saturator. Put drum bus after the gate. Try drive somewhere from 2 to 8. Boom usually off for breaks or super subtle. Because we're not trying to create sub in the break. Transient can go plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how much bite you lost. Soft clip-on. That's a big part of the modern D&B smack. Optionally, put a saturator before drum bus. Analog clip or soft sign mode both work. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. The idea is, we cleaned the tails, now we rebuild control density and impact. And while we're here, do the sub-safe breaks trick. Put EQ8 after your break chain and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Breaks don't need sub. Your bass does. This one move makes the whole track feel clearer and louder. Now step 6. Resample, so you can move fast. Create a new audio track and name it something obvious, like break resample. Set its input to resampling or route from your break group. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of the loop. Now you have a clean printed break you can throw into your arrangement. Chop further, reverse little tail fragments for transitions, layer with other breaks all without juggling tons of slices and devices. And speaking of workflow, name and color code your versions immediately. Something like break clean tight for the dry punchy one. Break dirty AIR for the version with more ring and room. And maybe break fill for any special edits. This saves you from that classic moment later where you're like, wait, which one was the good one? Now quick arrangement ideas. D&B friendly. Use two versions like a DJ toolset. Intro. Use the dirtier one. More vibe, more glue, more sample world. Drop. Switch to the clean one. That creates instant contrast and makes room for the sub and res. Then in the second 16 bars, alternate every 4 bars between clean and dirty to keep movement without changing the pattern. A really effective tension trick is the pre-drop dirty bar. Let the last bar before the drop have slightly longer tails, maybe a higher gate release or more reverb send. Then on the downbeat, snap to the clean resample. It feels like the mix suddenly focuses. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-trim snares. If the snare tail disappears completely, it can feel fake and tiny. Leave controlled ring. Don't set the gate release too fast. That's where you get chattery hats and weird pumping. Use hold and a smoother release. Don't ignore fades. Tiny clicks make an edit sound amateur instantly. Don't warp wrong and then trim. Align first. And don't clean until it's sterile. Jungle and D&B thrive on texture. Trim the problem tails, not the character. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice routine you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Pick one bar break at 174. Make version A. Slice to drum rack. Trim tails and simpler. Make version B. Keep it as audio, use gate and drum bus. For both, remove clicks with micro fades and high pass around 150 Hz. Resample both versions, then build a quick 32-bar arrangement, 16 bars of the super tight one, then 16 bars of the slightly dirtier one. Now listen with a heavy sub, which sits better, which gives you more headroom, which feels more alive. Final recap. Warp first. Always. Tail trimming is about space. Tighter breaks mean clearer bass and louder mixes. Slice and trim in simpler for detailed control, or use gate for fast consistent cleanup. Micro fades everywhere. Bring back punch with drum bus and saturator. High pass the break so the bass zones the low end. And resample so your workflow stays creative. If you tell me what break you're using and whether your track is more roller, tech step, or jungle, I can suggest a gate release range and drum bus transient setting that fits that vibe, without killing the groove.